And this is WHYY News. We are live in Philadelphia. It is 2:04. Good afternoon. I'm Cherry Gregg. Delaware County has ended its disaster declaration relating to the Crozier health collapse. WHYY's Kenny Cooper has more.
It's been almost a year since Delaware County's four-hospital system closed for good. Last spring, Delaware County Council issued a disaster declaration to assist municipalities that suddenly found themselves without ambulance coverage. County Council voted Wednesday night to finally end that declaration. County Council member Christine Ruther says it's for a good reason.
All of our municipalities have contractual arrangements in place for emergency medical services. I'm sure that will continue to evolve, but there's really no need to keep the disaster declaration going.
Crozier once provided ambulance coverage for more than half of Delaware County. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
Leaders at pharmaceutical manufacturer Johnson & Johnson announced this week that the company will build a new cell therapy manufacturing plant in Lower Gwinnett. The $1 billion project is being done with over $41 million in state tax credits and grants. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says the state put forth an aggressive and competitive offer to bring the project to Montgomery County.
We sold them on our commitment to health, to science. That is something that I wish I didn't have to say today, but here in Pennsylvania, we are committed to facts and we are committed to science.
Johnson & Johnson officials hope that the new facility will shorten delivery times of immunotherapy drugs to patients with cancer, neurological disorders, and other conditions. At 2:05 in Philadelphia right now, it is a cloudy 42 degrees. The rain seems to have stopped, at least for now, but we're seeing 98% humidity, 99% cloud cover. You can expect a high of 45. Saturday, we'll see a partly cloudy high of 47. And on Sunday, showers, possibly snow, and a high in the mid-30s. You've been listening to WHYY 90.9 FM.